Alex, when Americans go out to vote, there will be at least 1 million poll workers greeting them. These workers get up at dawn to set up election booths and pass out ballots until well after dark. One of them is 79-year-old Patricia Spiker. She's been a poll worker in Ohio for most of her life. Patricia Spiker joined me earlier. She told me about her first election in 1948.
The precinct committee person was a friend of my dad's, and we were in a Democratic precinct. He was having trouble finding someone. He says, if you were older, I'd take you. I says, I'm 21. And so that's how I started.
You've been doing this for most of your life. What motivates you?
I feel like that is a civic duty. It's something that should be done. And I like to meet the people. It's your own neighborhood. So you're talking to the people in your neighborhood that you don't normally get to see at all.
Well, Tuesday's going to be a long day for you. What will you be doing, and how long do you expect to be working?
We have to be there at 6 in the morning. Polls open at 6:30, and we have to get everything organized for it. And the polls close in the evening at 7:30. Then we do a little bit of tabulation. There's not much anymore since we have so much computerization. We don't have to count all the ballots. So we're out of there by 8.
Still, that's a good 14-hour day for you.
Yes. Yes, it is.
A long day. Well, yeah. Voters will be using electronic voting machines in Ohio this year. Do you expect any problems?
No, I don't think so. We had to go to school to learn how to do them, and I do not have a computer, and it was very simple for me, so I don't think that the voters will have too much problem.
Take us back to that first day in 1948 when you worked at the polls there. What was it like?
We were in little booths about the half of the size of a garage, and it had a little pot-bellied stove in it, and we sat at a table, and there were the booths, of course, and the people that were waiting to vote had to wait outside because they were so small, and you had a great big ballot the size of a sheet of newspaper with both parties on it, but if up at the top, you could make an X, and you would just vote for whichever party, and that meant everybody in that party got voted for. And when we were all done, we were there till 3, 4 sometimes in the morning counting the ballots because we had to do all the counting off of the paper. So that was a very long day.
So people would just vote just for one particular political party. They wouldn't necessarily vote for candidates.
No, they would just be voting party. And there were quite a number of them then that did that. I don't think there would be as many anymore. I think maybe we're educated a little better to know that sometimes it isn't the best person.
So are you going to go back in 2 years, 2008? Will you sign up to be a poll worker then?
Yes, definitely.
Patricia Spiker of Summit County, Ohio. She's been a poll worker for 58 years. And Mrs. Spiker, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.